Hello? Yeah, I'm home. Where are you? I want to see you. There you are. I missed you. Yeah, dinner was great. It was nice seeing everyone again. It's been a long while. Sorry I'm home so late. We all got to talking and catching up. It was hard to say I'm ready to go home after only being there for a short time. Well, it's not like I wanted to leave. It was nice seeing them and I had a good time, which is why I ended up staying out so late. But I kept thinking about you, how I wanted to be here at home with you, all cuddled up on the couch and watching your favorite shows. Yeah, I wanted to be with them, of course. I was thinking I wanted to be here more. So I'm finally back home now. I'm here and I'm ready for cuddles. Oh, you want to go to sleep? I mean, I guess it is getting kind of late. Is everything okay? Just tired, huh? Well, I know tired, and that's not you right now. Yes, I know when you are tired, you get extra cuddly. You can barely keep your eyes open, and you start doing this thing where you just stop moving like you want to fall asleep right where you're standing. And since that's not you right now, I have a little feeling that something's on your mind. So, what's up? Hey, a while before we started dating, I noticed that you seemed pretty down. But you got back to being you a little after we were, you know, official. I thought you might have been going through a little bit of a hard time, and you got through it. And you seemed okay for a long time since then. But the last few weeks is like, I don't know, you've been getting a little distant. I'll catch you just spacing out with this 1,000-yard stare like you're lost or something. You're a lot quieter than normal, and it seems like you don't really show as much emotion as you normally do. I didn't know whether I should bring it up to see if there was anything I could do, or if I should leave it alone in case it was something you didn't want to talk about. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable before, but now I'm really worried about what you're thinking about. Honey, why are you saying sorry? For worrying me? Of course I'm going to worry about you. It's not anything you need to apologize for. I worry about you because I care about you. So, do you think you can tell me what's been bothering you? It doesn't have to be everything if you're not ready, but if you could tell me a little, maybe it'll ease your mind. I just want to help you, and I want you to know I'm here to help in any way I can. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, I do need to apologize. I should have asked you about this a lot sooner. I didn't know you were having thoughts like that. I don't know if there was any way I could have helped, but at least you would have known you're not alone, so I'm sorry. I wish you didn't have those thoughts, and I wish I had something that could take away all those terrible feelings that are haunting you. I know this might be a cliche line, but I hope you know it's okay not to be okay. Everything you're thinking and feeling, all of it is valid. And you shouldn't just brush it off as you being weak. Because you're not weak, and you're not any less of a person for feeling like this. What? No. No, how can you say that? You're not broken. Nothing is wrong with you. You're hurting, and that's okay. You're hurting, and you don't know what to do. And I'm here so I can help you figure out how to break free from this, okay? Honey, how do you think about that, about yourself? You know how much you mean to me, don't you? You know just how wonderful and amazing of a person you are. Well, even if you say you know, I'm going to tell you all about it anyway. Come on, let's crawl to bed and I can keep talking to you as you try to fall asleep. Yeah, you're starting to have trouble keeping your eyes open. Okay. Yep, cuddle up next to me. Lay your head on my chest, do whatever you need to get comfortable. There you go. All snuggled up. You know, I love you, right? I am completely head over heels, swept off my feet, in love with you. Yeah, I can't put into words how much you mean to me. Everything you do makes me happy and makes me enjoy my life. Ever since the day I started talking to you, I knew there was something special that I never found in anyone before. Every conversation with you was the highlight of my day. Every time I was able to hang out with you, it was something I'd tell all my friends about. Like, oh, I had so much fun with him. He did this and that. He made me laugh. He did something funny. And they'd all listen as I just went on and on about you and how happy you made me and how much I enjoyed just being around you. Every day spent with you was a good day, and it didn't take me long to realize I had feelings for you. And when I found out you had a crush on me, I was in disbelief. Shock, actually. Like, what? There's no way I'm that lucky. You lit up my world when we started dating, and every day since has felt like I'm in my own paradise. And knowing now what you think about and what kind of feelings you're struggling with, it breaks my heart a little realizing I didn't do anything to help until now. I'd give anything in the world if it meant you could see yourself how I see you. You did and still do make me so, so happy. And I'll spend the rest of my life trying to return the kindness and care you show me so I can make you feel at least half as happy as you make me. I know things are hard right now, and you've probably been struggling for a long time, but you don't have to do it alone anymore. I love you, and I'm going to help you get past this. I will stay with you until those thoughts and feelings lose their control over you, and I'll stay with you forever so they never get the chance to come back. If they do, I'm gonna square up. You know I can throw hints. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm staying right by your side. Through anything, everything, thick and thin, whether you want me to or not. Are you asleep yet? I'll take that sense as a yes. I'm always gonna be here for you. I love you. Good night, honey.